WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the extreme heat that's getting in the way of back-to-school days in the East. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
Hugh Barrett says his 5-year-old son, Luke, spent his first couple of days of kindergarten without air conditioning. Now the school in Washington, D.C. has fans and window units.
He says it's cooler. But still very noisy.
They say to bring water, but it doesn't really do much.
The heat headed Massachusetts 8th grader Liam McDonald a 4-day weekend. Schools there cancel classes for the rest of the week.
A recent study found almost 16,000 schools need to update HVAC systems to deal with climbing late summer temperatures. Police in Fresno, California say almost a dozen students were injured when a 16-year-old driver slammed his truck into a bus stop near a high school there. Mayor Jerry Dyer.
Been a much worse day for the city of Fresno. Fortunately, won't be going to any funerals.
Police say a family member picked up the driver and his 14-year-old sister after they ran away from the scene. No word on whether drugs or alcohol were involved. CBS News has obtained an internal report showing embattled Congressman George Santos' campaign staff knew about the world of lies he'd created a year before he was elected. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
This 100-plus page report was commissioned back in 2021. The Santos campaign commissioned this research to get ahead of any potential negative stories.
Santos has pleaded not guilty to federal fraud charges for allegedly misleading Congress about his finances. A federal judge has ordered Texas to remove the floating barrier intended to make it more difficult for migrants to cross the Rio Grande. Reporter Chris Fox has details from Austin.
U.S. District Judge David Ezra ordering Texas to remove the buoys by Friday, September 15th. He also blocked the state from installing any similar structures without federal approval. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls the ruling incorrect, saying it will be overturned on appeal.
Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion nationwide. Giselle Carino heads an international feminist organization.
The feminist movement around the world is connected, and we hope that this serves as inspiration, as opportunity to exchange, to collaborate with those in the U.S.
At the U.S. Open. Carlos Alcaraz on ESPN headed to the semifinals to face Daniil Medvedev after defeating Alexander Zverev in straight sets. The Spaniard's trying to become the first man to win consecutive titles at Flushing Meadows since Roger Federer claimed 5 in a row. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin Finding traditions have candidates. Been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove,
who is still getting his bits and bobs together here, but we're just about ready. Why don't you give me just another couple of seconds, and then we can start the show. All right, there we go. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Thursday, September 7th, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network or the Civic Media app, or by podcast. We appreciate every download. Or perhaps you're watching on one of our many Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube feeds as well. However you got here, we're happy to have you here in the state of Wisconsin, where we unpack the news for a couple of hours each morning from UpNorthNewsWI.com and our friends at Civic Media. Here's what's on tap this morning. We're going to start by talking about the impeachment Hail Mary. You know, for a party that has already been caught red-handed trying to nullify past election results, even this move would be drastic. Trying to impeach a newly elected state Supreme Court justice less than or barely a month into her term, just 6 months after she was elected, and before she's heard a single case. We're going to talk to our friend Joe Zepecki about whether Republicans are bluffing in their threat to try to undo the will of the voters who overwhelmingly elected Janet Protasiewicz back in April. We'll talk briefly with Tara Johnson. She's the newest candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District in western, southwestern, and parts of central Wisconsin. It's a quick little interview in a few minutes here, and then we'll talk to her more in depth next week. Then in our next hour, Hometown Health gets into the blessings of difficult journeys, because we never know when something will happen that upends our lives, but sometimes that burden does turn out to be a blessing, and we'll talk to a cultural anthropologist at UW-Stout about how his daughter's disabilities are helping him remind all of us about the value of every person and the benefits that come with being more inclusive with people, despite any shortcomings, burdens, things you disagree with, whatever the case may be. We'll talk to Selena Heller from Up North News early in our next hour. Luke Mathers near the end of the show, Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology as well. And along the way, if you have comments on any of today's top stories, if you have an opinion you'd like to share with a statewide radio audience, if there's a question we can address for you, there is no shortage of ways you can take part in the show right now. If you're listening live, you can call in 844-967-2789, get you talking to Aaron and Sam in the booth. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, or you can put a comment on one of the Facebook feeds, and we may see it and put that comment up on screen. Now it's time to head down to Madison to the control center of Civic Media, where one Aaron Zommers is standing by with Sam Davison is still. Well, I see the name. There he is again, popping right into our screen in that lower left corner. See, here's the thing, folks. If you don't follow along, Civic Media moved into brand new studios, brand new, wonderful, beautiful, latest technology, except for anything that's not related to radio, like video, like cameras. And so poor Aaron is left to kind of hunch over this way, and Sam's over that way. Sam, you're not going to get a crick in your neck from having to just look at me, are you?
No, I'm doing fine.
Okay, all right. You showed up for day two, right?
I did. Well, day two was yesterday, so I'm here for day three even.
Oh, my goodness. You're already a step ahead of the host who can't count. So, you know, hey, good on you. So, and Aaron, so far so good down there?
Yeah, everything's good. And as far as that camera video equipment, I keep mentioning it. I think eventually we do have some other people in our corner. Mm-hmm. We will get real cameras and real lights besides just overhead lighting that makes my forehead look like a disco ball.
And I know the people that are in those positions are like, you know, leave us alone. We're busy. Stop picking on us. Stop calling us out publicly. We're just having fun as we express our many frustrations. But we appreciate all that you do. But get all the other stuff done faster. There. Are we really asking too much there? 6 a.m. temperatures, 54 degrees up here in Chippewa Falls on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. Folks listening in the Shaw and Waukesha, you're at 59 degrees right now. Mad Radio listeners in Madison, 61 for you. Folks out in the Cooley region listening to the Eagle and WLCX, it's 58 degrees right now, 55 in Wisconsin Rapids for the folks listening on locally grown radio. Wausau listeners to Bull Falls Radio, you're at 55 this morning. And for the Buzz of the North listeners in Hayward, 53 degrees right now. Our daily newsletter comes out around 5 a.m. each day into your email inbox. And if you go out there today, if you are a subscriber, you'll see my editorial on back to school, specifically Republicans going back to school and needing to do their homework. There are plenty of things that need to get accomplished. Impeaching a state Supreme Court justice, not necessarily one of them. Also an article on how Wisconsin senior citizens are in the bottom 10 of states when it comes to how tech savvy our senior citizens are, you know, owning a computer, using the internet and its services for health and work and shopping and so on. But I can't really critique it too much because as I look at my own email here, Aaron, I'm noticing that according to one of my emails here, your profile will be deleted from Meta regarding case NR14567432792. The email comes to us from Meta for Support, and support is misspelled with two T's. And it says, we must inform you your Facebook page is against our policy on intellectual property, and that I have to click this link to avoid to talk to their security team. And it gives me a link to click. I better click that. I'm sure nothing could go wrong. I don't understand why senior citizens are hesitant to go onto the interwebs with email like this. But anyway, our story's in our newsletter anyway. Check it out. Subscribe at upnorthnewswi.com. You're up north, and we'll be back after this.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Got this in pocket.
Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders turning 72 years old today. We will have much more in our daily history lesson and music break coming up a little later this hour. And Joe Zepecki coming up at the bottom of this hour. But right now, joining us for a few minutes is the new candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, Tara Johnson, joining us from La Crosse. Tara, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to the race, which now apparently has three candidates in it, although I'm still not sure about the guy who hasn't even moved into the district yet, but set that aside for a moment. You were somebody who endorsed Deb McGrath last time around. She's endorsed you this time. Tell me what it is that got you to get into the race for Congress this year.
You know what, Pat? I am an all boats rise kind of person. I think we all do better when we all do better, right? And I have spent my whole adult life, even as a kid, really, in high school and college, like my background is in United Way, helping build community, solving problems. Then county board for 20 years in La Crosse County. Again, bringing people together, solving problems, helping improve quality of life for everybody who lives in the community. And I am deeply concerned that I feel like we're the first generation that is not passing on a better future for the generations to come. Like, you know, mortality rate, like there's so many indicators that tell us this. And I feel like I have an obligation to step forward and put my experience and my track record to work for the 3rd Congressional District and to make things better for everybody.
And you don't feel that the first term incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden can do that?
I am so embarrassed and ashamed by who is representing me in Congress right now. It absolutely messes with my blood pressure when I talk about it. But that is correct. You are correct, Pat. I do not believe that we are being represented well at all right now. And I think it is imperative that we make him a one-term member of Congress and that we return integrity and decorum and respect into the office that represents represents us and our values.
Now, you know that there was a four-candidate primary last time around. State Senator Brad Paff emerged from that and then lost to Van Orden in what was then an open seat. At this point, with three, perhaps more candidates coming into the Democratic primary, how do you address the concerns that I'm sure you've already heard from other Democrats, worried that a crowded primary is going to hurt in the general election?
Yeah, I think primaries are democracy in action. I get that they are tough. I've worked, I've knocked on lots and lots of doors. I've worked lots and lots of campaigns, including primaries. And I actually think it's, here we are 2023 and we're talking about two females, maybe a third female getting into a primary for a congressional seat. And it's about damn time, right? This is about giving Democratic voters a choice. And there are clear contrasts. And, I do kind of wonder if we would be talking about this if it was a group of three guys or more, you know, like, anyway, I think it is good that we have a full field.
Let me say about that field and the other woman, for folks who aren't following the story closely, is that State Representative Katrina Shanklin is said to be weighing a bid. And an editorial that I'm putting together is about essentially the embarrassment of riches if Democrats have this kind of a primary field to choose from. Contrast that with the field that Republicans have to choose from on the presidential side, a whole lot of milquetoast, Trump light. So I certainly get the impression you're giving Democratic voters something of more substance to dwell on before they choose a nominee in August of next year.
I love that. And I can't wait to read that editorial, because that you're exactly right. You are exactly right. There is an embarrassment of riches. And I think Democratic voters are very wise and tuned in. And, you know, are primaries tough on the candidates? Yes. Are they tough on, you know, supporters? Maybe. But ultimately, it gives every voter a choice when they go to fill out their ballot. And it enriches the discussion and the debate and the ideas that we are sharing with voters. And I think it's good for democracy.
And the sharing of those ideas, we're going to continue in a conversation. We're going to have you back again next Wednesday at 7:30, where we're really going to get into the issues and your priorities and your values and Derek Van Orden's record. But since you had just gotten into the race, we wanted to at least get you on to say hello to the audience. Tara, thank you so much for doing that. And we'll be talking to you again next week. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, let's turn to sports at 6:21. The Milwaukee Brewers dropped the final game of their series in Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon. It's a 5-4 loss that's going to sting if the team can't keep a grip on its lead in the National League Central Division. Willie Adames had two hits, including a three-run homer in the first inning. Things were looking very good off the top for the Brewers, but then after falling behind late, the team had the tying run on base in both the eighth and the ninth innings, and could not score them. Although I will note what I'm sure a lot of people are thinking if they watch the end of the game, that called third strike to end the game was an abomination. And I cannot again say enough, bring on the robot umpires, at least for balls and strikes. It feels like umpires are getting so much worse. The Major League Baseball umpires. I'm not talking, there's no reason to abuse umpires on your local softball or little league field, but these Major League umpires get paid well enough and have enough training and yet continue to miss badly on some of these pitches in very critical situations. Anyway, the Brewers had that 9-game winning streak, but now they've lost 5 of their last 8. The team is off today before the road trip continues out to the Bronx to take on the New York Yankees. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee in the opener tomorrow. Catch the Brewer game in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 and 1100 AM, or WRCE News from the Center over in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. Wisconsin Badger football continues Saturday night at Washington State. On stations in Racine, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, Richland Center, and Badger football games are also streamed on the Civic Media app. So download the app. You can pick which station you'd want to listen to. I'd say pick WRJN in Racine, and because that covers a good chunk of the Milwaukee metro area as well. It's got a nice signal to it. But regardless, on the app, if you pick that station or WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory, or WRCE in Richland Center, you're going to hear yourself some Badger football over the weekend. And of course, lots of high school football on various stations all across the Civic Media Radio Network. So check out the app for more details on all of that. All right, let's unpack the news. And it is safe to say that some Republicans in the legislature are feeling the heat from a nationwide blowback over their reckless talk of trying to undo the election last April by impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Again, before she's heard a single case, she has just taken the oath of office. She is somebody who's in there by an 11-point margin. And I explain more about this in an article that just posted over at upnorthnewswi.com, including the note that some Republicans might be slowly backing away after getting this kind of a backlash. For example, one constituent of Representative Amy Binsfeld, a Republican from Sheboygan, posted the lawmaker's response to her concerns And according to this post, Representative Binsfeld said, "I would like to share that I do believe in the voters. I feel impeachment is a high-level act that should never be taken lightly and not for political gain. At this time, I am not directly aware of a crime." And then there is a comment as well from Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, again from a constituent social media post, where the response includes this line: "At this time, that action is not something I'm considering." So I would ask you, if I were doing a poll question here, are those encouraging signs that Republicans are backing away from the precipice? Or is that just a bunch of mumbo jumbo and they're going to change their tune the moment that Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu put impeachment in front of them? Now, Senator Lemahieu, back when Janet Protasiewicz was first elected, there was already talk that, you know, she could be impeached if she did something Republicans didn't like. And Lemahieu told Channel 12 in Milwaukee at the time, "To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious. We are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin." That's the line that I think needs to be kept in mind. We are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin. Because if they go down this road, if they actually try to impeach a Supreme Court justice because they don't like something she said on the campaign trail, then this will in fact become a regular occurring event in Wisconsin. And that's something nobody wants to see, because that's as anti-democratic, small d, as it gets. And if you're any kind of real defender of democracy, then you should be making sure that anybody on your side of the political fence is nipping this in the bud and frankly setting this aside and taking it off the table. Because it's not as if what Janet Protasiewicz said during the campaign, a campaign she won handily after saying this, it's not like saying the maps are rigged is something new and very telling. The gerrymandered maps in Wisconsin are a matter of science through studies, through election results, through widely held observations of with any sort of objectivity. But that does not mean, and nobody's comments should mean, how they will rule on the legal merits of a particular case before them. And if Republicans still want to contend that Janet Protasiewicz should recuse herself for any redistricting case, they need to remember what led to all of this election of Protasiewicz in the first place. And it was conservative justices tearing down ethics rules, especially the recusal rules about campaign donors. It's the conservative justices years ago, against the wishes of past retired Supreme Court justices, who tore down that wall. And now they're looking for something indicative of what Janet Protasiewicz had to say as some kind of an excuse. Will they actually go that far? We'll ask Joe Zepecki about that coming up in our next break and cover some more of the headlines from this week. Back real quick to our discussion about senior citizens and internet savvy. From the tech line here, Wes from Middleton. "Senior citizens do love them some Facebook. It's the assisted living of social media." Well done, Wes. We'll be back with Joe Zepecki next year up north.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Heat warnings and advisories are up from California to Maine. More schools are sending students home early or closing altogether. This mom in Boston is worried about
the kids getting really tired, them feeling fatigued because the weather is so hot.
CBS News has obtained a report showing embattled Congressman George Santos' campaign staff knew about his lies a year before he was elected. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Our CBS News reporting indicates that this was circulated among some House Republican campaign leaders in Washington.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to remove floating barriers intended to keep migrants from crossing the Rio Grande. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
Last month, while touring the border, Nebraska's Republican Governor Jim Pillen commented on the DOJ lawsuit against the buoys.
Hogwash. The buoys are a deterrent. They don't cause a Band-Aid. And if they do, I say, what the heck? Stay on your side of the river.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
All right, we're back now. It's a Thursday morning, 6:33. Joe Zepecki is with us. We missed him last week, so we've got a few things to catch up on. Not that we would ever be bored here at the intersection of news and politics in Wisconsin. Welcome back. Hope it was a good trip, travel woes notwithstanding.
San Francisco is lovely. Don't believe the nonsense you hear on Fox. Little word of advice, though. Don't get stranded at the San Francisco airport for 21 hours when all you are offered for your trouble is a $15 food voucher. Because at that airport, 2 tacos cost $19.
Oh, see?
That math doesn't math.
No, it does not. That's terrible budgeting. But we'll talk about budget issues in just a minute here. Well, I suppose the place to begin is the new favorite parlor game in Wisconsin politics. Will they or won't they? And I'll ask it in a biased manner. Will they, Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature, will they really be dumb enough to try to impeach somebody from the state Supreme Court who hasn't heard a single case yet?
They might. I wish I could answer otherwise. Mm-hmm. I wish that we could look at the Republican caucus and Republicans in the state of Wisconsin and that they would have learned the lesson of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election, and that they would have taken their medicine and understood that part of the reason that Tony Evers is still governor, part of the reason that Ron Johnson barely got a victory, is because of the nonsense that they engaged in through Gableman and false electors and all of it, trying to undo the results of a free, fair, safe, and secure election. I wish that was the case, but here we are. And despite the fact that Janet Protasiewicz romped to victory over Dan Kelly, here the Republican Party once again is trying to overturn a free, fair, safe, and secure election. There's just no other way to look at it. You know, are they playing politics? Of course they are, right? Dog bites man, water wet, sky blue, film at 11. But this is nonsense. It's dangerous. It's unprecedented. And we should take this very seriously and respond very forcefully and warn Republicans in the space of maybe the only thing that they understand, which is political peril, their own. Republicans have lost 14 out of the 17 statewide elections in Wisconsin since Trump won here in 2016. So the age of Trump has not been good for them. The era of questioning political results and overturning elections has not gone well for them. If they want to lose 17 out of the next 17 elections, go ahead and tell the voters of Wisconsin that they, the Republican legislators, know better than the people of Wisconsin. And let's see how that turns out. That's where I start this conversation from. There's obviously a lot more to it, but top line, this is political insanity if they were thinking about their own fortunes long term.
So when that is the type of messaging I'm sure we're going to hear. We heard it from, you know, folks with the Democratic Party and with other groups that are going to launch a multi-million dollar campaign to let voters know about this kind of political mischief going on. But I feel like I have to ask one, I don't know, housekeeping or perception question, if you will. Now, Justice Protasiewicz has said that she would recuse herself from cases directly involving the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, because even though she's not a Democrat, she didn't run as a Democrat, she did get, the Democratic Party did put forward millions of dollars in support of her candidacy, as opposed to putting it in her campaign account. Now, with the Democratic Party coming out and saying that they are really going to go publicly to bat for her, does that risk having people say, oh, well, then she obviously is political and obviously does need to recuse herself? Does the blowback that the Democratic Party wants the public to see, does it get its own blowback?
I don't know that we should spend our time talking more and more about the politics of this. I think what your listeners should understand is that in the campaign, when Janet Protasiewicz said that she believed that the maps were created for partisan political advantage by one political party, calling them rigged maps, and saying that she would be open to taking a new look at them, that was the judicial equivalent of declaring that grass is green, that the ocean is blue, because in a federal case, a federal court has said that the Wisconsin maps were engineered for partisan political gain. Speaker Robin Voss, Republican legislator, under questioning by Democratic State Senator Kel DeRoyce in Madison, in the Capitol, under oath, acknowledged the existing maps were created for partisan political advantage. It is not a controversial statement. It is a statement of fact to say that these maps take into account partisan political advantage on behalf of Republicans. And so that's what we should be talking about. Everybody else gets to have their say in this, whether they are Republican legislators, whether they are political parties, but we should not lose sight of the fact that it is a fact that the map lines were engineered for partisan political gain. Janet Protasiewicz saying so is not controversial. It is not grounds for recusal. It is simply a statement of fact.
Can we get to the recusal here and just take a moment to appreciate Justice Rebecca Bradley, appreciate how much she is for recusal of one of her colleagues now compared to her feelings about recusal back when conservatives were in control. I mean, that is a level of hypocrisy I feel is worth celebrating, or at least shining a light on.
Yeah, I don't know that we should celebrate it, but we should certainly call it out. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that people are so frustrated with our politics is the lack of consistency. And I'll be the first to, you know, to try to call my own party to account, or people who I typically agree with to account, if they are not being consistent and are engaging in hypocrisy. But right now, Justice Bradley is taking the cake. You know, when we look at the way that conservative members of the state Supreme Court are conducting themselves, it's leaving a lot to be desired, whether it is the Chief Justice racing to, you know, news outlets to share internal communications and emails, or, you know, litigating and arguing in the media as opposed to with her colleagues. This is no way to run a railroad, and it is not good for people's confidence and faith in the institution. And I, you know, if you're out there and you're wondering what to make of all this, I think you should stop and ask yourself, who is doing more to undermine that confidence? If you're feeling a lack of confidence, think about the people responsible for that as opposed to the people trying to do the right thing. I think that's a pretty clear distinction between the two blocks on the court right now.
So you have said that you've, in so many words, you said what Todd Alba said yesterday when I appeared on his show, that he's talked to Republicans in the Capitol, and he puts the odds of actually doing an impeachment vote at 50-50. And you've said pretty much as much. What kind of a time frame are we looking at? When do we think something like this might happen, and at what point do we say, okay, they're not, this isn't actually going to happen?
Oh, I think the month of September is absolutely crucial. In the next few weeks, if you are as outraged by this assault on the democratic process as I am, and as I think Pat is, you need to call your legislators and say so. Especially if you are represented by a Republican, they need to hear from the people of Wisconsin that this is nonsense, that you cannot declare yourself for impeachment before a newly elected state Supreme Court justice has even ruled on a single case. No one has even alleged that she has engaged in activities that reach the constitutional threshold for impeachment of a judicial officer under the Wisconsin state constitution. They're not even pretending that she's done anything that rises to that level. And so if in the next couple of weeks, enough Republicans hear enough of that message from their constituents, they will fold. They will walk away, and then this case can make its way through the courts. That's the ultimate irony here, is number one, they don't know how this case is going to play out. I don't either. I'm not an attorney. I haven't examined the particular legal arguments that this case is bringing. If they are flawed, faulty arguments outside of the bounds of our laws, state and federal, I would expect that all seven justices would throw the thing out. And if they are sound arguments, consistent with federal and state law, and these maps are thrown out and new maps are created, guess what, folks? It is still going to be more likely than not that Republicans hold majorities in the state legislature. That is the way that we live, and that our communities and the individuals who make them up are sorted right now. There is just no outcome here that leads to a rigging of the maps for Democrats. The best outcome is fairer maps that have more competitive districts, where Democrats and Republicans have to make their case to the people of Wisconsin, and then they decide. But I've studied these numbers enough and know enough about politics to know we ain't trying to re-engineer this here to get the same kind of advantage Republicans had. We just can't do it. And so let your legislators know time is of the essence, because there is a big date later this year that sort of trips a trigger for some downstream activities. Should they impeach, and should she be removed? Should there be a resignation? Should there be a vacancy? December 1st is a big date, but I think the fact that Republicans are floating this trial balloon now means that we have just a couple of weeks to really shoot the idea down and make clear to Republicans there will be a political price to pay if they move forward with this.
Now, interestingly, in a couple of weeks, that's when we expect the legislature to have any kind of a fall session where there's even a slight possibility of productivity. But although I have certainly said on this program, and I have an editorial out this week about how Republicans are not exactly being helpful, shall we say, when it comes to the child care crisis, when it comes to a middle class tax cut, when it comes to fixing the penalty box for certain school districts, when it comes to addressing the worker shortage. So you understand why, if they're not able to win any of those debates on the merits, then you have to crank up the outrage machine, whether it's about Justice Protasiewicz or Assembly Speaker Robin Voss the other day passed along a bill in the California legislature and said, well, this is what's going to happen. Shoplifters and criminals are going to take over all of our stores. It just could not be more stark, the difference between wanting to get some work done and wanting to divert from doing any work.
Yeah, we face a child care cliff, and it's approaching at an alarming rate. The legislature could do something about this. The governor is ready to make a deal. The legislature could deal with a middle-class tax cut, like the one that Governor Evers proposed in his budget. Instead, they're talking about a constitutional amendment to, you know, prevent any future tax increases for a million years unless there's a two-thirds majority. They're trying to change the rules of the game again, when what we should be talking about is a middle-class tax cut. It makes you wonder what they are so afraid of. Why won't they get to work and engage with the governor and find solutions that work for Wisconsin families? That's what they should be doing. And so my message to folks is like, yeah, tell them that you're frustrated by their impeachment talk, but also remember that they are making choices. They are choosing to focus on the things that they are hollering about and not on the things that families need. And you got to remember that next November.
Finally, Packers, Bears. Who do you got?
Packers, no question.
But
I don't care. I don't care if Rodgers has moved on. We still own the Bears. He transferred the ownership deed to Jordan Love before he cleaned out his locker. I have it on good authority.
Are you feeling that optimistic about the Badger season after you saw the first game?
I have a lot of questions about the new era of the Badgers. I was very sad to see Jimmy Leonard go. I do not like the way that transpired. Doesn't mean I don't want the best for Coach Fickell, but there's a lot of work to do. That offense has some glaring question marks. The defensively, really concerned about the lack of a pass rush last Saturday. They've got some time to get right, but they better get right quick, because that Big Ten season is going to be tough.
Joe Zepecki, he's an analyst. He'll analyze a lot more than politics if you let him. Joe, thank you very much. Have a great start to the weekend.
Thanks, Pat.
And when we come back, today's history lesson, a little music break. I think we'll get Kristen Lyerly in here, Selena Heller, before too long as well. This is Up North News Radio for a Thursday. We'll be right back.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, but the sun will gradually come out this afternoon, and that'll help things warm up a little. We'll get to around 66 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 45 tomorrow. Sun all day, and that'll warm things up even more. 73 the high by Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This one is for the ladies.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong.
This is Gloria Gaynor. Gloria Gaynor of Newark, New Jersey, is 74 years old today. And Kristen Lierley and Selena Heller and every other woman listening, don't tell me you've never sung this into a hairbrush thinking of one particular metaphorical man as you were doing that.
Well, yeah, every you have to sing that.
Yeah, see, did you hear that? Every guy out there right now, his ears are burning because he knows some woman out there has sung that about him. So... Gloria Gaynor, 74. Happy birthday to her.
I find it very interesting that you take it from a man's perspective, like it's about a man, because I see it as about empowering me, not about a target.
But usually the empowerment comes because some guy's been a jerk.
But that's not the point.
I'm not wrong.
Aaron, that's not the point, right?
No, the empowerment is the point of the song. I'm talking about the trigger. Mm-hmm. For said realization that I am strong, I am invincible, as Helen Reddy once said. All right, we talked about Chrissy Hynde being 72 years old today. Another birthday, Buddy Holly was born on this day in 1936. Here's one of his many classics.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly only lived for 22 years. Died in that plane crash in 1959, but it is very hard to overstate his influence on many of the biggest stars of the early rock and roll era. It's also the birthday, this would be birthday number 72 for Morris Albert, the Brazilian singer-songwriter who gave us the early 70s classic, Feelings, which we're not going to play at this
Nothing
particular
more
point.
Than feelings.
Now, hang on, I'm missing the rest.
Yeah, here's an interesting little tidbit from the music charts. From this day in 1985, for the first time in the rock era, the top three songs on the Hot 100 chart were all written for movies. At number three was Tina Turner's We Don't Need Another Hero from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. At number two was Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love. That was from Back to the Future. And then the number one song, this day in 1985, from St. Elmo's Fire, was by John Parr. If I played Name That Decade right now, you'd already say 80s, wouldn't you? The keyboards, yep, the beat.
Greatest music decade ever.
Said the younger one. And we all know it's the 70s. I mean, come on.
Aaron.
Then there's Selena's going to stand for the 90s here.
I like 80s music.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love 80s music, but some of it, like, it has some of the best, and boy, does it have some of the worst.
Yes. I think every decade, again, to the 70s, I take you back to Feelings. Here's something you may not have known. On this day in 1987, Michael Jackson released this little ditty. Okay, now everybody knows that Michael Jackson sang Bad, released this day in 1987, the title track to his first album since Thriller. But did you know the song was supposed to be a duet?
No.
Tell us more.
Any guess with who? You know, just listen to the song for another 5 seconds and imagine who did he ask to do a duet with him on this? Prince.
Stevie Wonder. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. I even big.
See that. Selena right away giving us the radio friendly smirk that's like this shaking her head like she just eaten something terrible over here. Yeah, it didn't make sense to me either, but that's what the internet said, so it must be true. But that now, the purple one turned him down.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I don't think anybody would have guessed that one. And I do wonder what it would have sounded. It would not have sounded exactly like this, obviously. Probably a little less poppy, a little bit more of a, you know, harder guitar edge to it, but we'll never know. So we're just left to speculate on the story. This day in 1996, rapper Tupac Shakur is shot 5 times in a drive-by following a boxing match in Las Vegas. He would die 6 days later at the age of 25. Selena, you made me laugh when I was saying that.
I was going to say, what's so funny about Tupac?
You know,
shot?
neither one of us can say Tupac Shakur without laughing, because there was once somebody at the TV station where we worked at who was not familiar with his oeuvre, shall we say? And do you want to say how he said the name in the news copy?
Oh, gosh.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh, that's right.
Rapper Tupac Shakur is dead at the age of 25.
Oh, my gosh. I remember now that you say that.
we're just going to, you know, leave that person unnamed, but it's legendary. One more song for you. 2019, so 4 years ago, Truth Hurts by Lizzo goes to number one nearly 2 years after it was first released. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb. What, you got your hand raised there, Kristen?
Yeah, they did an edit on this song.
They've done a lot of edits. Oh, you're talking about the Minnesota Vikings edit, yes.
Where they took out the Minnesota Vikings, and it was very popular here, and it was not very popular in the cities. There was actually an article on ESPN about it. It irritated people, but we loved it over here on the East Side.
Of course you would. And it's got one of the best lyrics of the 21st century so far. Why men great till they gotta be great? Again, I would refer you to one Gloria Gaynor to make my point and reinforce it yet again. While we're talking about the Vikings and other football teams, it was on this day in 1963, the Pro Football Hall of Fame opened in Canton, Ohio, with 17 charter members. Kristen, you live within a stone's throw over there of Lambeau Field. Can you name at least two of the three charter members of the Hall of Fame connected with the Packers?
Don Hudson.
Don Hudson is one.
Curly Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau's another. Can you get the third?
Clark Hinkle?
No. Johnny Blood McNally.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I thought that might be the one that you stumbled on. But yeah, Football Hall of Fame. And there are a lot of Minnesota Vikings in there now, just not as charter members because the team was only 2 years old at that point. I had my fantasy football draft yesterday, last evening. First one I've done in about 20 years. And the first thing I asked in the chat window was, why do I not see Fran Tarkenton listed? I mean, if this is a fantasy football league, can we go way back? You know, can I get Bart Starr on my team? Apparently that is not the way this works. So
too big of a fantasy.
Oh, and then when I got done, they graded all the teams. AI, Chat GPT, graded and gave you a review, and mine got a D+, my team. Which I'm feeling pretty good about, because I know how fantasy football works, and you know your leading team does not usually win these things. Selena and Kristen will help us continue some scintillating football and soon to be coming cat talk right after this break. You're up
Thank
north.
Thank you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.